sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play. Sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Visit quicklane.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Rantazio. Catch the Wolves on the road tonight at Grand Rapids on WCIU's The U2 at 6 o'clock. Bulls with a practice today a little shorter than usual, as Tom Thibodeau explains why.
Well, what it came down to is we had 7 games in 11 days. So, you know, I didn't think Kirk or Powell would be able to practice, so I decided that, you know, I wanted everyone in practice. So I didn't want guys sitting out. So, that was good.
And as for reports that Thibodeau is on the hot seat?
Tom, when you see that there's reports of your name on the hot seat, do you have any reaction to that?
Care less. I could.
Tom Thibodeau and the Bulls will play the Spurs tomorrow. Meanwhile, Forbes estimating the value in the Bulls has doubled since last year, now $2 billion. Bears could be on the verge of hiring a new offensive coordinator. Former Broncos offensive coordinator Adam Gase was in town today to interview for that role. Jen Latta of CSN Chicago tweeting that players have already been told Gase has been hired. No word yet on if that is true. Baltimore has hired someone to work under Mark Trestman. As yesterday, Trestman hired as Ravens offensive coordinator. Today, Marty Mornieweg was hired as Ravens quarterbacks coach. The Colts are blocking offensive assistant Rob Chudzinski from interviewing for offensive coordinator roles around the league. The Blackhawks are in action tonight as they play their last game before the All-Star break against the Penguins. They beat the Coyotes last night, 6-1 at United Center. Corey Crawford expected in net tonight after Antti Raanta had 35 saves yesterday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Sports Mockery, like Chicago's hottest page, Sports Mockery. Playoff football coverage on The Score brought to you by Rockin' Refuel, available in the Dairy Case at Jewel Osco. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by your Chicagoland Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
You know, I have to tell you, my Bears buzz, man, we went from thinking Kyle Shanahan to then maybe Rob Chudzinski.
Chud.
And now that Charlie Weiss really is under consideration. That's true.
He is, yes.
Yeah, that's real.
That is real. That is got my buzz.
I don't want to have to
brought me down.
I don't want to have to root for anything connected to Charlie Weiss.
No.
Or anything to which Charlie Weiss is connected.
No. I can't believe that John Fox didn't call us and ask our advice. Just call us.
John. No, man.
John.
Not
John. No.
Not that guy.
No.
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 And we said no enough.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Chris Sheridan.
They're going into their hardest stretch of schedule, and they've lost 4 out of 5. They're not looking like the same team that won 7 in a row. And you listen to the comments from Derrick Rose, and then if you're hearing what I'm hearing from people around the league about just how bad things are in that locker room, Tom's got to pull some magic here to turn this thing around and to keep himself employed, because he's running a team that's not a group of happy campers. Are your players going to play for you when the time comes, or are your players going to be talking behind your back saying, why is this guy killing us like this?
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
I'm a beloved American treasure.
Dan Bernstein.
Please no. Please no.
That's not a way.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I put that on my wall. 204 Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Boris and Bernstein been talking about the Bulls. We will continue to do so.
Yeah, people are talking at the Advocate Center, and David Schuster has the info and the sound for us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. So what they say, David?
Good afternoon, Dan and Terry. And today, for the first time, I thought I detected, no, more than detected, I heard a change in direction from the old ball coach, Tom Thibodeau. For 4.5 years, we've all stood in front of him, and you've heard the sound bites like everybody else. Next man up, more than enough to win, never falling back on injuries. But today, that seemed to be the theme from Tom Thibodeau.
You know, we've only had our starting lineup for 15 games this year. So I'm surprised we've been able to do what we've done this far. But that's our reality, and hopefully we're getting guys back now. And then we go from there.
And we heard that numerous times in his 15-minute confab. Now, as for that big meeting yesterday, contrary to reports, Thibodeau says it was not a gripe session against him.
It was a meeting of about where we are, and then to talk about how we can make it better. So that's what the meeting, you know. I don't know what your sources are telling you, but your sources are wrong.
And then we talked to Pau Gasol, and he basically uttered pretty much the same thing.
But it was a good meeting, positive, important meeting, I think, where people just spoke up, share their thoughts. You know, if we want to get out of this slump, we got to do it together. We can't do it really individually. So it's important that we all on the same page and we all stick together as a team, as a group, and that's how you get through stuff and how through especially adversity.
And one last one from Gasol, where he went on to say that contrary again to some opinions out there, Tom Thibodeau is still in charge and he's still the fearless leader of this bunch.
He's our coach and we believe in him. We believe in his spirit and what he's trying to do with us. So he works extremely hard and he means well. He wants us to win, so we're going to stick with him.
So, again, the theme of today, guys, more than anything else
was damage control.
Yeah, it was damage control.
But that notwithstanding, I will tell you that it's the Thibodeau-Gasol relationship that remains in focus.
Correct. You're absolutely correct about that.
We know exactly what the friction was during the preseason. We talked to Powell about it, and it's just something. They're both professionals. I'm not saying that they're not talking to each other or they're screaming at each other. It's just a relationship that needs to be watched. As is when he talks about injuries, he's also talking about the odd dynamic they have with Jen Swanson shoehorned in there, and it being sort of the whisperer to Derrick Rose and the odd relationship with her, and then you got Jeff Tanaka as the trainer, and there's a lot of voices in there, and you've got restrictions that are imposed from above, so it's a messy situation they've got to navigate.
Yeah, and speaking of odd, it was odd the other night after they were just embarrassed in Cleveland. You know, they got on the plane, they got back here in Chicago like around midnight. They were supposed to have yesterday off, and then all of a sudden I get a text, as did some of the other beat writers, that there's going to be a practice tomorrow, which certainly raised a lot of eyebrows. So we all were led to believe that there would be a practice yesterday, and then about 9:30 yesterday morning, all of a sudden we get another text or an email, practice has been called off. Now, what really went on behind the scenes? Tom Thibodeau said that he took a look and said that Kirk Heinrich couldn't have practiced yesterday, Pau Gasol couldn't have practiced yesterday, and he deemed that there wasn't going to be a practice yesterday because he didn't have enough guys basically to throw out there. So instead, according to him, he got everybody together, which, you know, these guys still come into the building at that time anyway on their days off to get treatments and have some one-on-one meetings. They had a group team meeting yesterday, and they went over everything. And you can imagine what they went over. It wasn't just X's and O's. I'm sure there was some griping about what goes on behind the scenes, although nobody admitted to that.
You know, it's interesting because he'd been doing this a long time, and, you know, it's a great example, Shoebot, finally, you know, saying no practice, and I think he should do it more often. Why can't he? I mean, why can't he? You know, if you look around the successful NBA coaches and the guys who know what they're doing, that's what they do. They don't, it's not pedal to the metal every second, and he's been that way since he got here. But can he change a little bit? Can he just do what he did? Like, call a practice off. Do you just want to come in and talk? Let's just have a talk, whatever you want to do. But let's stop the nonsense and quit killing people, because that's always been his answer. Let's go back and practice hard.
It's really interesting, Terry, because he obviously was a long-time assistant coach, and under some of the coaches that he worked with, and they've all been successful. Some of them were all balls-to-the-wall kind of coaches, and yet there was Doc Rivers, who at times could be the same way, but also he was totally different in that he understood the dynamics, especially with some veteran players with the Celtics, of course, that you had to give them a lot of time off and bend to their needs. So I don't know, maybe Tom Thibodeau is still, believe it or not, 4.5 years into the job as a head coach, even with a Coach of the Year award. Maybe he still needs to learn how to deal with certain players. And he does have a bunch of different players this year, and Pau Gasol is certainly front and center there. So again, very interesting in the dynamics that happened both yesterday and again today. And then Gasol admitted to us that he has to do a lot more. I mean, you heard Derrick Rose the other day talking about communication, and I think specifically he was talking about Pau Gasol, who was, you know, the center out there while Joakim Noah has been injured the last spate of games. And Gasol admitted that he has to do a better job there. He also said, and not a little surprising to me, that he has to take some hard fouls early in the game to set the tone out there for a little bit more rugged defense by the Bulls. So there was some interesting things that were said here today.
Now, to me, rugged defense isn't hard fouls. Rugged is multiple helps and recoveries within a possession. You know, that's the ruggedness to me, of being able to every time on every screen roll know your responsibilities. Are you blitzing? Are you icing? Are you dropping underneath? And where's the help coming from? And then get back, and if you got to do it again, you do it again.
And you and I, Dan, have talked about this numerous times. Pau Gasol is not very good at doing that. He's got a history in both Memphis originally and in Los Angeles. Listen, he does block a lot of shots. I heard you say that earlier, and that's true. And with the ball under the basket, yeah, with his 7'1" length, he's going to block a lot of shots. But defending the screen and roll, the pick and roll out on the perimeter, he's not good at doing that. He's got to get better at that. There's no question about that.
Well, in some of those one-on-one matchups of late, too, he hasn't won.
Wow, the one against Orlando. Oh my God, he was Vujovic, or however you say his
Vucevic.
He destroyed him that day.
He did. And liked every
minute
of it.
And kept telling him, too. Yeah, he was informing him of the status of the destruction at any given point as events warranted. But, you know, let's be fair here. I know that Tom Thibodeau has sort of created this image of himself as a sports folk hero in the "we have more than enough to win." That when he says that, people dismiss injuries. And we've had a lot of seasons here where there have been really injury problems, whether it's Rose or any number of the point guards or something else, and he has fought through and he has created it. However, it doesn't mean that he's not right. Injuries have hurt this team.
Of course they
have. Dunleavy being out really hurts them, because then you get Mirotić at a position where he's not comfortable. And it's true that Noah not being Noah is really devastating to them, and it's something that they're going to have to deal with all year. I think the fact that he's saying it is not, I don't think it's excuse making. I think for the first time, he's comfortable enough telling an NBA truth, understanding that, he, once again, ball don't lie, that we really are seeing a team where injury problems matter. And when you're trying to win a title, you can say X man up more than enough to win, but sometimes it's just not true.
Absolutely. Total admission of truth by the coach here today. Yes, Dunleavy out, not that he's a great defender by any stretch of the imagination either, but he's certainly part of your starting five. And Joakim Noah, obviously the defensive player of the year, although he hasn't played like that at all this season, it certainly hurts your overall defense. You throw in Mirotić, who didn't probably play any defense over in Europe. You throw in Aaron Brooks, who would have a tough time guarding you and me out there. And even Derrick Rose has never been a great defender, and he's been out, you know, for the last couple of years, minus the games this season. So it all adds up that there's no chance that this defense was going to be anything like what it was in the past, and might not be the entire rest of the season. Is it still potentially good enough to win, especially since you're scoring more points? The answer is yes. But those injuries, there's no question about it. And I was almost happy that he finally admitted the truth, you know, the obvious, if you will. And you know, it is the truth. You can't win if you don't have a lot of your players out there.
And there's really little hope, as we just touched on, Shu, that Noah's ever going to be Noah again this year, right? I mean, there's not much logic in the thinking that's going to happen.
Well, the guess is probably not, Terry. But again, I point to the fact LeBron James, if a player the best in the world can sit out the 3 weeks that he did to get his body better, yeah, and he says now he's in the best shape he's ever been, supposedly, why can't Joakim Noah do the same thing? And Noah, actually, I think the best thing that happened to him believe it or not, was having that sprained ankle, because I don't know if he ever would have sat down with that knee, you know, for an extended period of time. But with this ankle being what it has over the last couple of weeks, he's had to sit down. So in answer to your question, I don't know if he can be that player. You know, obviously that knee surgery was a lot more serious than we were all led to believe going into this season, but it is a fact, and he hasn't been the same player this season.
I guess the concern for me, the critical concern, is regardless of what's said for public consumption, where Thibodeau is in his understanding of what Pau Gasol is and what he isn't, and what a reasonable expectation of improvement, even with good practices, may be. And we don't know the answer to that, because he's not going to say what he really thinks of how good their defense can be. Because if Thibodeau continues to hold his team's defense to an impossibly high standard of shutting out opponents,
it's not
really
gonna happen.
But I'm saying that really is the mentality, that he doesn't ever want the opponent to score a basket ever, ever, ever. And anytime they do score a basket, it's painful to him, even though baskets are inevitable in the NBA. That's how he thinks, as crazy as that sounds, that everyone hurts. I'm wondering if he's going to recalibrate himself to say, this is the truth of my team, and I can coach not an ideal representation of my team, but the guys I actually have.
The answer to that question, Danny, is we don't know, maybe, and we'll just have to wait and see. All the above. Again, today's admission that injuries, which is the truth, has affected that. You know, it was his first step forward in being a little bit more honest about things with himself and with everybody else. Yet he should take a look at his roster. I said going into this season, the most important person up and down that bench is this coach, because he's got a different kind of roster. It's not as good defensively, obviously, with the additions to the roster and the subtractions as well, and the fact that they can score more. So he's got to be a realist here and realize that there's no chance that they're going to be holding teams anymore to 90, 92 points a game like they did in the past. He also has to get his guys to throw forth a little bit more effort. I asked him about that. Even during the stretch of bad basketball, are you happy with the effort that has been displayed out there over the last couple of weeks? He didn't answer that question, to be honest with you. He really skirted that one. And that effort also starts on the defensive boards, because they have been giving up offensive boards, and you and I talked about this again the other day, Danny, by the bushelful. And it wasn't just Cleveland the other day. Teams have come into that United Center and really have pushed the Bulls around.
When Victor Oladipo is jumping over your bigs for rebounds, you got an issue.
Yep. So there's a lot of issues here. The beauty for the Bulls is they still have almost a half a season to go, and they have a chance to both get healthy, which is what John Paxson's main mantra was coming into this season: be healthy in April, May, and hopefully even into June. And they have half a season to get rid of some of the problems that have been going on the court.
Is that actually Doug McDermott on the bench, or is that a cardboard cutout? Is that actually him sitting there? Is that him? Sure.
Yeah, that was him. And, okay. It was even asked, you know, now that he's active, is he going to play? And being a rookie and the fact that he's hardly played this season, don't look for him to be out there.
Oh, boy. Terry, that's your guy.
You know what? I'm all right with it. I'm going to stick with my guy. I'm not giving up.
You should.
Give up.
Schuster, thank you. We appreciate it.
I got to throw one more out at you, because this is sort of humorous.
Oh, good.
You know that his buddy is Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Okay, so he was asked, it was by Joe Colley, it was sort of funny. Joe asked him, what about your buddy being caught with his hands in the cookie jar again, deflating those footballs? And his answer was, with a very stern face, that's an offensive question.
Offensive or offensive?
Offensive.
Thank you, David.
All right, Shue. Thank you.
That's David Schuster from the Advocate Center. I know there were some Bulls callers we had lined up before that. 312-644-6767. Still waiting on official announcement of Adam Gase. Lots of reports leaking out that Gase is going to be the guy as offensive coordinator. I'm told that is the case, unless something goes wrong today. They are getting that finalized. And the question was asked, wait a second, Bernstein, if you're saying trust John Fox on the hire, why wouldn't you trust him with the Charlie Weiss hire? Well, that's because I know too much about Charlie Weiss. The reason I would trust him, it's because of the unknowns regarding the spoken concerns.
We don't know that much about Gase.
About Gase, right.
We know plenty about Charlie Weiss.
I know enough about Charlie Weiss to know that I'm getting front butt out of the building and saying no thank you.
I'm never letting him in.
Well, if he happened to sneak into the
too
building.
Kinky. He's just icky.
He's just icky, stinky.
I mean, no, I'm glad that that's over with, because again, that's true. It sounds like, well, you don't like doing it. But look, anybody who's a football fan should understand why we don't like Charlie Weiss. There's nothing hard to understand.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Welcome to Deflategate, Day 3, where the NFL apparently is, quote, disappointed, angry, and distraught that the Patriots may have used 11 of 12 footballs, which were deflated. Let me add to that delusional and hilarious if the Shield thinks they can wrap this whole thing up and tie it off in just a few days' time. But whatever you do, do not tell me you're surprised. Winning in any way possible is the Patriot way. The Pats have more gates then Logan Airport. The hoodie is the kind of guy who will drive in the carpool lane without a passenger. He'll check out in the express lane with 30 items. He will ask for a water cup and then fill it up with Sprite. The league can try to put this thing to bed in the next day or two, but it's not going away. And if the Patriots beat Seattle a week from Sunday, it's only going to get bigger. I'm Jim Rome.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Cassidy Tire and Service.
2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy!
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Snapshot not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Have you thought about maybe deflating the balls to try to get it? are you following this whole thing?
I find that very offensive.
Again, you got caught.
Come on.
You wax like a duck.
Boy. A sip of cyanide.
The comedy storm. Wow, cutting him up, isn't he?
He's being zany. He's
going, man.
I find that very offensive.
Get him a gig. Just do that. He could do the Stephen Wright bit.
He could.
He's got the
if
right.
Stephen Wright would write it for him.
Right, Stephen Wright would write it for him, and then he'd go
then
out
he
and
would
say
just
it.
Do that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I am I missing something? Was that funny?
I have a map of the world. It's actual size. It says 1 mile equals 1 mile. Ice!
you can pull that off.
The crowd went wild.
Right.
The crowd is wild.
Going crazy for the comedy stylings of Tom Thibodeau and his puppetry of the past.
Oh, now there you got a show.
As a point guard, I said, there he is.
Man, that would draw guffaws. I mean, whew. Oh, well, I guess if you are around him, you want to laugh, so he lightens it up and is nice to you. I don't know.
That was
a
very strange
sure
reaction.
Not anymore, but that was a certainly a change in things happened today, yesterday. So, you know, it was certainly a change of attitude and not what he's talking about and all this other stuff. So something clearly was gotten straight. Something clearly happened.
In Mattson, it's Tony. He's on the score.
Hey, good call on the Stephen Wright. He does have that whole, even his whole facial expression looks like that.
Or lack thereof, yes.
Right. I've had more trouble making this call. I've had to switch phones and call back. It's been a big pain.
Oh, rough life, Tony.
Wow.
Who cares?
Hey, Tony?
What?
Wife still working away?
Yeah. Yeah, she's at work right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And nice job, I know. And you are what?
Well, my little one's right here. I'm making a pot of coffee.
He's a stay-at-home dad.
He's a stay-at-home dad.
I'm a stay-at-home
trying
dad.
To figure out how to dial the phone. So I think it's a pretty good life.
It is a
right?
good life.
It is, you think? Yeah. I think it's fun.
It is a good life. Dan, stick up for me here. That's not right. He's making it sound like, yeah, I don't do nothing.
I got more kids than he does.
No, that's hard work. I understand it.
I had a household, and that's why I never was there. I know it's tough work. Think dialing the phone should be easy for you.
Well, wait. Even to make this call, first I get on the house phone and it starts running out of batteries after like 5 minutes. Hold on 1 second. It starts running out of batteries, so it starts giving me that beeping sound. Beep, beep. So I got like 30 seconds where it disconnects. So I try to find the other one. I'm searching between the cushions of the couch. I never find it. So I found the other phone. So I have to call back on my cell phone. Yeah, it's been a pain.
Well, with that said, your bull's thoughts.
Bull's thoughts.
Oh, you're torturing us. See, I should have hung up on him is what I should have done. Really, right there. I just should have pushed the button on him, but I didn't.
Okay, but my bull's thought is, I think you're letting them off the hook easy, Cherry. You know, defense is effort. They're not putting out the effort. This is the problem with the Bulls. And I'll tell you what, Thibodeau, to me, is top three coaches in the NBA. One of the best Bulls coaches I've ever seen, if not the best, as far as a pure coach goes. But if they're not putting out effort and they are quitting at him, I would never say fire him. But if they fade out this year and start off next year bad, yeah, then I think you got to look at getting rid of Thibodeau.
Okay.
Well, that's not what I'm hearing. And today was a little different in terms of tone and everything about you generally understand when Tom gets together with the media and all the other stuff and practices and all this stuff, a little different today. So, I mean, there's something definitely that happened, but it's not serious, Tony, at this point.
The injury report is out for the Bulls. They have officially listed Joakim Noah as doubtful for tomorrow's game. Mike Dunleavy, questionable. Doug McDermott, probable.
Probable to do what?
Nothing.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena January 31st against division rival Rockford. While Tom Thibodeau has been reported to be on the hot seat by Chris Sheridan, Pau Gasol today doesn't think Tom is so bad.
Honestly, I don't think he's Tom is that hardcore. I don't think we practice that hard. We do what we need to do. And, you know, he tries his best with us, just like we try our best. And, it's just getting on the same page and not really pointing fingers, but just trying to be positive with each other and help each other out to figure it out and do better.
Bulls tomorrow against the Spurs. Joakim Noah doubtful to play. Mike Dunleavy questionable. Meanwhile, Forbes estimating value in the Bulls has doubled since last year. They're now worth $2 billion. Blackhawks and Penguins tonight. They skate in Pittsburgh. With the Hawks trying to make it back-to-back wins before the All-Star break begins. They beat Arizona last night 6-1 at United Center. Still no official word yet on if Adam Gase is the next Bears offensive coordinator. Interviewing today at Halas Hall with reports that players have already been told Gase will get the job. The Colts are blocking offensive assistant Rob Chudzinski from all of his interview requests for offensive coordinator jobs, even though his contract is up next week. The scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
So I take that from listen to the Randazzler that the Bears never had a chance to interview him because Chud was being blocked.
How can you block a guy from a promotion?
Yeah, and his contract is up next week.
Right.
He's a free agent, isn't he then? Can he?
I don't know why, if he's an offensive assistant and there are interviews for coordinator.
Coordinator, yeah. Coordinator.
I didn't think you were allowed to block someone for going after a better
job. That's why they add these titles to. I didn't know they were until the last couple of days they were doing this, and next week it's up anyway. I don't get it.
Yeah, why would you do it if he's going to be a free agent? So it's all very strange. Maybe there's a piece of information.
If he's going to be, sign him then.
In Schaumburg, here is Dave on the Score.
Yeah, fellas, I wanted to ask you, with John Fox being the coach of the Bears and Adam Gase, the possible offensive coordinator, what are the chances that Peyton Manning joins the team for 1 year just to see what happens? Thanks so much. I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Dad Bernstein will take that.
No, I'm not going to bother.
He's in the GE College Bowl for that one.
No.
Yeah, I think Peyton Manning has said he's going to play next year.
He said that he was having a physical and he wanted to play.
Yeah, but not here.
Right.
Yeah.
What do we know about the other coaches they hired late yesterday? Like this guy, Dave, is it Magazu or Magazu, the offensive line coach?
I don't know anything about him. I saw him. I saw his picture. I thought, ooh, okay.
Yeah, he looks like either an offensive line coach or a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
So, or both.
Or both.
They're not mutually exclusive.
No.
It could be both. He looks like a rough customer.
Yes, he does.
But I don't know anything about him. I've got his bio in front of me, and I read it, and I still don't know anything about him. So,
quick question for you, fellas.
Yes.
You know, we like to do this stuff on the air. I just got an email from one of my publishing companies wanting to know if we'd like to do an interview during Radio Row, not physically there, obviously, but on the phone.
Yes.
Because they know we won't be there, with an author of a new book about Russell Wilson, and the name of the author is Art Thiel.
It's Art Thiel.
Would you guys like me to book Art Thiel? Because I have the publisher.
Sounds intriguing, this Art Thiel.
I'm telling you.
Find out if he can talk first.
Oh, he can't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We've had him on. Sometimes so he's perfect for the show.
Yeah, sometimes authors just can't talk. You know how that is.
And you bad, guy, bro? Terry. You bad, bro?
No, bro. All good.
Art. He's plugging that book in the middle of the conversation.
This, Canuck Boy says that the NFL equates a position coach as the same as a coordinator when it comes to lateral moves. How can that be? It might be true, because wasn't Mike Mularkey also blocked being tight ends coach? Sometimes there's the addendum, though. Sometimes they have that little extra associate head coach thing that's put on there just to keep them protected, and they use it for the administrative purposes in the blockings and the denials and all that. But if a guy's going to be a free agent, you're still saying, you can't interview. What purpose does that serve?
I'm not sure.
Who's helped by that? Unless they've got an agreement to re-up his deal that they just can't discuss.
Well, I mean, just sign him then. I mean, what do you know what I mean? Give it to him then. If you want to keep it, give him his deal. If it's up next week, give him a new deal. I don't get it. There's a lot of things about the NFL that I don't understand. And this happens every year. These guys, you can't talk to him. Oh, no. You can't talk to him. What?
Meanwhile, everything, this is what's going on with these underinflated footballs is just so tedious.
I mean, to me, it is. It's not.
It's cheating, probably. I'm just not that interested.
Well, I'm glad you aren't, because I was hoping maybe you were, because you could talk about it, because I'm not.
You know, I saw Channel 2 was here, and they were talking to people, and they're interviewing people, and they've got footballs with them, and I'm thinking, really? Seriously?
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. It doesn't pique my interest level to the point I want to spend time on it.
I think ultimately they'll probably lose a couple of draft picks, and then we can get on with our lives, I guess. And I know the teams are always looking for an edge, always doing something, and it's not going to stop, whether it's the Patriots or anybody else.
That's correct. And I guess it just, you know, you're right. It's because it's them that it heightens it. But I just, you know, I'm not interested. I guess call me when it's over. Call me when you reach a decision, and then we can, maybe there's something to discuss. But at this point, I just don't have any profound thoughts on it. Do you? You have anything to add to the conversation of his deflated balls?
No.
I don't have anything.
North Side, Ralph, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Okay. It's Ralph from the North Side.
Yes, I said Ralph from the North Side.
Hey, just a quick thought. One, those inflated balls got rammed down the throats on the running game, so really I don't think it would have mattered.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what matters. It matters the fact that they did it, and you're not supposed to do it.
That's true. I know. But I'm saying there's a lot of people who are going to say it influenced the actual outcome of the game.
I'm not hearing from them.
Well, besides that, if you guys could do me a favor, I don't know if you agree with me or not. You know, there's a lot of things that you could say about Tom Brady, but I hear so many meatballs say Tom Brady's a pretty boy, Tom Brady's this.
Who are you hanging out with?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm hanging out with a bunch of meatballs, apparently.
I think you are. So he's a pretty boy. Well, a lot of people say that of him. He's a pretty boy. Because you know what? He is a pretty boy.
He's a handsome guy, and he's married to a supermodel.
He is a handsome guy, but I just don't think he gets enough credit as being a grinder, as being a guy who
Oh, sure he does.
Good. I'm glad he does, because in my opinion, he is. And in my opinion, he's the epitome of, he's a Midwest boy who really didn't come from much at all. You know, obviously everyone knows the backstory. He was hardly drafted in the first place, late round pick.
Isn't he from California?
Everything. No, he's what? From Michigan. But at the end of the day, he's earned everything that he's gotten. And I just appreciate
No, he's from California.
I didn't think he's from Michigan.
He's from San Mateo, California.
San Mateo.
Yeah, that's on the West Coast, Dan.
I'm wrong. I guess
that's on the West Coast.
That's on the West Coast.
He went to school in Michigan.
Yeah, he was born in Michigan.
Born in San Mateo.
It's a sixth-round draft choice.
Right. I mean,
he became one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game. And I mean, we took a similar call yesterday. I mean, are we missing something? What are we missing here? We're missing your balls. And are we missing Tom Brady's credit?
And he didn't come from much? I don't know that.
I don't think that's true.
You know, back to the deflated balls thing there. You guys said you had nothing to add to the story. And, yeah. You know, I think the Patriots should be fined severely, and also, you know, draft picks should be lost. Some type of punishment needs to happen to Bill Belichick, obviously, because nothing happens there without his knowledge. Because they did cheat again. But this is more of an NFL rules issue. If you have the officials check your balls 60 minutes before kickoff and then give them back to the teams, I mean, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, people are acting like there was some sort of federal crime committed here.
Just that, I mean, the league, each game, they should regulate the distribution of the balls. And, like, it's like any other sport. Like, baseball teams don't get a bag of balls to you know, do what they want with them and then use them during the games. Just the officials should have all the balls. Like, why give them to the teams?
I don't know.
It's stupid.
I don't know. Why give teams responsibility over that day's balls?
Right, because they're not going to do the right thing when it comes to that.
Right. If you give them the chance, they're going to do what they can do to get an advantage. It's like Manley was talking about.
It's like they said to them, here, we're going to check them 60 minutes before kickoff. You get them back.
Then you can do whatever you want with them.
And then you leave them right there and don't touch them because they've been inspected.
I love ball.
Hey,
so
Maddie.
That's the problem.
No,
yeah.
No, you're very passionate about that. You helped the show because you got more passionate about it than we do.
And fire.
Are you giving Tom Brady credit too? Are you okay with that? Giving him some credit?
No, I don't. No, he doesn't deserve any credit.
A grinder?
He's not a grinder.
He's just a pretty boy.
He's a pretty Midwest boy, and he doesn't deserve
San Mateo,
right? California.
Yeah, we're changing our regions on us. Don't do that.
San Mateo, Michigan.
A Midwestern boy from San Mateo, California.
You know, I would give him more credit, but his 40-yard dash time is too slow.
You got the Boers and Bernstein show. We've got the second half at 3:30. Matt Bowen at some point from Mobile. He is in his cups. Matt Bowen. It's like I don't know who said it yesterday,
Christmas
but this
morning
is, for him. It's everybody else's Vegas. Not mine, but like the Senior Bowl to him is just the time of his life. And Hub will take your calls on the Bears
also
and
the
NFL
time of his life.
At 5 o'clock on The Score.
White Sox fans, The Score will be live at Sox Fest all weekend long from the Hilton Chicago. Listen in for lots of great White Sox guests and conversation starting on Friday night with Lawrence Holmes from 6 to 10. Saturday morning, it's White Sox Weekly and Inside the Clubhouse with Chris Ronji and Bruce Levine from 8 to 10:45. And Sunday, don't miss Bruce Levine and Barry Rosner from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Only on the official radio home for White Sox baseball, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score.
You search the web every day, now get rewarded for it. Join Bing Rewards for free and enter for a chance to win a $500 Nordstrom gift card, an Xbox One prize pack, or other great prizes. Open your player and click the banner to learn more. With Bing Rewards, you earn credits for searching with Bing. Redeem them for popular gift cards like Amazon, Starbucks, and GameStop. Enter sweepstakes or even donate them to charity. Click on the banner or go to bingrewards.com to join, search, and win with Bing.
2015 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew. It can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by clicking the banner or going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Illinois has cut the lease tax. New lessees can save up to 50% off the sales tax on your next Audi lease at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. Visit AudiHoffmanEstates.com for details and to schedule a test drive of a 2015 Audi A3, A4, or Q5 Quattro. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
good.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 247, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein talking to you with 312-644-6767. And if we took almost that exact same call about Tom Brady yesterday. Almost that exact same call. I mean, I don't know anybody with a working brain who does a sports show who wouldn't tell you easily one of the five best quarterbacks in the history of the game. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't know. What more do you want? Should we throw a parade? what do you want us to do? What would you like us to do?
I don't know what to tell
pretty you. Boy.
I hear boy. These people who say, okay, yeah, well,
who
he
says
is,
that?
But he's also a very hardworking, successful quarterback. And that quarterbacks are supposed to be pretty boys. That's part of the position.
And he does that, boy.
In Rockford, where we've had our share of issues, it's Clinton on the score.
How you doing, guys? Glad to hear from you. Hey, let me say this. With the new identity of the Bears, are we going to be able to, hey, the defense is moving off slow, snap the ball. Hey, we just had a questionable down. Hey, let's snap that ball. I'm going to hang up and listen because that's what my problem with the Bears, other than others, they've been slow to identify just what I said. Defense moving slow or we have a questionable call. I'd love to hear what you're going to say. Thank you.
What? What? Well, you know, stick with me. He said, you know, we've had issues in Rockford. That's not fair. You know, Rockford's a great American city.
No, it's not.
And Tom Brady was born there, right?
It's an awful American city.
It wasn't Tom Brady. You can answer that question. Tell me what it is he said.
Do they snap the ball quickly when they want to? I think they can. I'll say yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. We're going to answer all your questions, yes.
I think that's a yes.
Yes.
This is Tony in his car on the score.
Yep, it's underway.
Hi.
Well,
I just wanted to get your opinion on the importance of having a head coach that's not an offensive and or defensive coordinator like the Bears have had for the past 10-plus years.
So has every team.
Yeah, all of them have done the same thing. You know, everybody starts.
John Fox is rare in that regard. Almost every team has a head coach who specializes in one side or the other.
But I think having a head coach that isn't a coordinator helps bring the team together rather than the separation we've had between our offense and defense. For instance, with Trestman, where he spends
That's not the problem with Trestman. The problem with Trestman is he's an idiot.
I agree with you there. I'm not disagreeing with
and
you.
But
I think when he's spending the majority of his time with the offense, there's never really a team. I never really felt like they were a team.
I don't think Tony, I'll answer your question. I don't think there's any inherent value to having that. I think there are some coaches who are like that and are good, some coaches who are like that and are bad. I don't think that in and of itself is particularly significant.
Okay, I just thought it might be more valuable having three people filling three positions rather than two people filling three positions.
It just depends how good your head coach is. I think you could have a really good head coach who's really involved on one side of the ball. Yeah. Or you could have a really bad head coach who's really involved on one side of the ball. It's just a matter of how good
John
he is.
Fox is here and Dr. Death's in Baltimore.
And the out-of-town stupid on him is it knows no bounds.
Don't tell me they think it's good.
They're having parades because he has so successfully put this on Cutler. Oh. Here's a long tweet from Adam Schefter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, check this out. It's Adam Schefter.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of your respected NFL reporters nationally.
Yep.
Smarting from the loss of Gary Kubiak, the Ravens have found the best possible replacement. Trestman proved overmatched as the Bears head coach. Mm. Hold on. But has worked magic time and again with quarterbacks. From Rich Gannon to Josh McCown, Trestman fell on his face with a stubborn Jay Cutler, but is inheriting a much more coachable quarterback in Joe Flacco. Trestman's arrival should ensure Flacco's 2014 rebound from a rocky 2013 is not a one-year phenomenon. This dude's a sneak. He has fed everybody the Cutler
the narrative,
thing.
Doesn't he?
He's got it. He's got it.
All right, Adam. You live with that one.
Hey, more importantly, though, there was news that happened after the show was over yesterday.
It was.
One of the most talked about assistant coaches on the Bears staff the last 2 years. defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Mel Tucker.
They have officially parted ways, which means he deserves. And thusly ends the questions about Mel Tucker's future with the Bears.
And the Bobcats pick. That too.
Was there anything else on that list?
Yeah, Maddie, there was a response to you talking about giving the balls back to the team. Say, well, we checked them. Now they're yours. Here, take them. Do whatever you want. And Grant says, in baseball, they alter the balls by rubbing them with mud.
That's correct.
But Grant, listen.
Okay, but that's not a response to what I said, though. How does that respond to what I said?
The problem is that the umpires do it. There is a single supply of balls, and it has to be the same mud from the Delaware River used in every baseball year for going back how many? 100 years or whatever it is. It's literally, and they rub down all the balls that both teams use. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about one team using one ball on offense and another team using a different ball. So that's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, you have your own set. You have your 12 footballs that are your game balls, and you have them after they're inspected for an hour. And if the NFL expects these teams to keep the integrity of the game in mind, then they're stupid. And it shouldn't be this big of a deal. Otherwise, keep all the balls and distribute them on your own.
When you feel it's necessary to put the balls in play, you check them and you hand it over and say, here you go.
Right.
And if you need somebody, like baseball does, in charge of rubbing down the balls for everybody, you hire an NFL official ball rubber.
Yeah, you have to do it.
It's a $10 billion business. I'm pretty sure they can find a guy that can do that for every game. I get it. It's frustrating and it's irritating because it's Bill Belichick again and the Patriots. And, you know, they had the whole Spygate thing, and now this happens again, and they're going to the Super Bowl, and I think they would have gone, you know, regardless of doing this.
Regardless
to the
of
balls,
their balls,
right.
Yeah.
They were going to beat the Colts in that game in New England. That wasn't, you know, there was no question in my mind about that. So,
or theirs, apparently.
Right. I mean, if you really want it to matter, then just don't allow the teams to have the balls.
All right, Terry, check this out. NFL.com. This is a guy named Mark Sessler.
Mark Sessler, okay.
Mark Trestman had been hired as the offensive coordinator in Baltimore after spending the past two seasons as head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I sense trouble coming.
Joe Flacco thrived under Gary Kubiak, but the hiring of Trestman should allow the Ravens quarterback to land on his feet. Armed with his doctored-up West Coast offense, oh, it's doctored up all right, Trestman milked a career year out of Josh McCown in 2013.
Oh.
The noted quarterback tutor couldn't do the same with Jay Cutler this autumn, but Flacco was a superior product under center in the prime of his career. Before his failed Bears stint, Trestman thrived in the CFL. After successful coordinator runs with the Raiders, Cardinals, 49ers, and Browns, among others, he generated interest from multiple teams this offseason, but Trestman's patience paid off.
All right.
Trestman has proven he can operate a vibrant, diverse passing attack that challenges defenses downfield. I'm telling you. Televisions.
We need to take a break, and I'm going to need to find a little bag to throw up in.
Get a bigger bag.
I'll find a bigger bag. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage your policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom. Thursday, only CBS.
It's music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
The 57th Grammy Awards.
And the winner is...
Such a high honor.
It is not sunken yet.
And Radio.com and People Magazine want to send you to see your favorite artist take the stage. Win tickets to the Grammys. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at Radio.com/Grammys-sweepstakes. February 8th, only CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with...